Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host, and we're just waiting for Roy to call in tonight. He makes it in tonight. Tonight, I just want to talk a little bit about myths and legends, and my whole take on myths and legends are true, but there are myths and legends that we can't explain that are true, like the Blair Witch Project, and we're talking about giants, you know, how giants do exist in our plane, in our dimension, that, you know, fairies and elves and all these mystical creatures, you know, that they do exist in our dimension. But I just want to talk a little bit about that. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight, and you're welcome to call in and get a reading if you like. I'm going to go ahead and play some music and wait for some callers to call in. And we're just waiting for Roy to call in here. Right, so I'm going to go ahead and play some music in the background.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, we're on the air.
Okay.
And what's on the topic tonight, Roy?
Well, I think a good topic for tonight would be about giants.
Okay.
And what do you know about these giants that people are talking about?
Well, I was just talking to, just telling people about the giants and about my dream that I had. That we're starting to see a lot of this information that they've been talking about giants, that, you know, about eating people and making babies with angels. Is starting to come true. You know, a lot of that information is coming forth, and that I think that the veil is cracking every day. I think we're getting closer to the veil cracking, and we're going to start seeing a lot more evidence of different things that normally we don't see as we get closer to next year. And so we're going to start seeing a lot more spiritual awareness opening up. Anything you want to share with that?
That's interesting, because a while back, is when I used to listen to the Art Bell show, there was a guy that came on. I can't remember his name, but he was telling about these giants that were you know, here on Earth, and one of the reasons God had to flood the Earth was to kill these giants, because they were eating up a lot of people. And I think if they would have continued, they might have wiped out, you know, a lot of mankind.
Wow.
Because, you know, these giants, it took them a lot of people to just to get full.
Wow.
What's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I think we're starting to see that a lot of these things from the Bible are starting to come true. A lot of the information, you know, about David and Goliath, that was true. The giant was telling me in my dream. And I thought there was like a big rock that I was sitting on, but it was actually a giant that I was sitting on. And it picked me up, the giant did.
Wow.
And it was like, I was like a little tiny person on his hand. I mean, when he was staring at me, and we stared at each other face to face and had a conversation, and he told me that there is such a thing as a beanstalk, you know, that they live up in the mountains, that the clouds are not what they appear to be, and it's just a hologram of our perception, our belief, to believe what it really is, but it's really not. Meaning, everything that we see is just an illusion that the government has programmed in our minds to keep our minds from knowing the truth. You know, from knowing what is beyond the things that we can't see. And they're just hiding out right now, the giants are, up into the mountains. So that's kind of what I gathered from my dream. So it was very interesting, and I just wanted to share that with everybody. Are you still there?
Yeah.
But, that dream was very vivid. And we do have giants that live among us, and they are hiding out, according to that giant.
Do they live in different dimensions or what?
Well, right now they're in another dimension, according to from what that giant was telling me, that they're hiding out right now, so
mm-hmm.
that they won't be killed, because they know our mentality to kill, so therefore that's why they're hiding out. A lot of these entities are hiding out because they know that we're killing machines. And they're not ready yet. They're not ready to reveal themselves yet.
That's interesting. Now, remember I mentioned that the Chinese had a Stargate, and it was huge. I'm just wondering if that's where those giants are coming into this reality. Yeah,
well, I think that's what they're doing, is they're living in those Stargates, or they can come through into our dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, they will reveal themselves, but right now is not the time, because they're afraid that, we might kill them, so. But the bad ones will show themselves first before the good ones. Because there are good and bad giants, and the ones that gave birth to the fallen, angels. So they made a contract with Satan.
Well. What about all these other mystical creatures or whatever? Are people going to start learning more about this?
Well, let's just put it this way. They're hiding out because they know we're in a spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not going to involve themselves in the mess that we're in. They want us to be co-independent and clean up our own mess, which is, I agree with Monica on that. Because they believe that we put ourselves in this mess, so that they believe we have to get ourselves out of it. But in order to do that, we have to have faith and understanding and come together as oneness again. This is why all this is happening, is to bring us all closer together as a union, so that we can grow strong together in our own faith. And that's kind of how a lot of the entities, how they live, they work as a group and they work as a union to build with what they have.
Wow.
And they want us to do the same thing as humans. Because right now they know we're just having a human experience,
Mm-hmm.
we know it goes a lot deeper than that.
Yeah.
And it, you know, and I agree with that guy. It is something that goes, that is a lot more complicated than our understanding, I'm sure.
Do you think we'll be seeing aliens or ETs? Are they going to reveal themselves?
Oh, yeah. Every now and then they'll come into our dimension.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the fairies and the trolls and all the mystical creatures. They sometimes they find an opening and they come into our dimension. Sometimes by accident they come into our dimension, from what I was reading about them. Sometimes they just come in to give us messages because they're messengers. There's all different types of reasons and purposes, the reason why they come into our dimension. Because they want to understand us, just like we want to understand them.
Did you say you had a dream where you saw one and then it took off running?
Well, it came into the physical form, so it must have had enough energy to come into our dimension.
Mm-hmm.
In order to build, from what I understand is that they have to find a energy center or an energy point where they have to build enough energy to come into our plane in the physical apparition, like a spirit, in order to touch us physically or to be there physically. So the troll was able to come through as its own form. So that's how it was able to, you know, when I saw it, when I was conscious of it, and then I flipped, you know, I flicked it off my chest because I thought it was something else. And then when you're half awake and you're half asleep, you really don't know what you're doing anyways, so... And it started running on the ground, and I saw it as a little green man. Almost like the movie Cat Eyes. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Cat Eyes.
Yeah.
It looked like that little tiny troll, and it was just running on the ground. But what's weird is on that movie Cat Eyes, I've never seen that show, but that was made by Stephen King. And the troll was sucking out energy from the little girl, and the cat was trying to protect the girl. It was like her soul protector.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, that's kind of interesting. I find it interesting how that relates to my dream or my vision.
Yeah. That's interesting. How do we know we don't co-create these, you know, from these movies or what we might be thinking or what energy we're putting into these?
Yeah, see, we don't know. And like I said, I've never seen the movie Cat Eyes. This was long before I even knew about the movie Cat Eyes. But But that's my first time experience with the trolls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to watch the movie Trolls, but so I kind of understand what, you know, I understand what the trolls are, and I understand why they're here. You know, that every dimension has its good and bad. Just, you know, everything has its good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
So, some dimensions don't, and a lot of them do, but, you know, a lot of them need that balance that we're all going through this spiritual warfare.
Mm.
You know, we're the good versus the bad, you know, and that's been going on for centuries. You know,
yeah,
my friend Jen made a good point. She said, if they were to have the news back in the time of the medieval times, you'd be hearing about people being crucified, and you'd be hearing people about being tortured, and you'd be hearing things that even went on in that time, even the things that go on in our time.
Wow.
So even though we're in that time where we think, oh, it's really bad, it's terrible, it's, you know, this is something that's been going on for generations to generations. And it, like I said, if you had the news back then, you'd hear the same thing. But you'd probably hear it a lot worse. Because back then, they used to torture people.
That's true.
That's why I used to go back and when I used to have my dreams, I used to go back in those time frames where people were tortured in the torture machine or torture rooms or torture chambers is what they called them.
Hmm.
So when we time travel, we can go back, you know, in the astral plane and go back to those times, whether it be medieval, whether it be when people were tortured and killed, or even back in the time of the biblical times. You know, we don't know. I mean, we don't know how far back, you know, we can go.
Interesting.
They're all different timelines.
Callers tonight?
I think we got one caller from the 402 area. 402, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. And what's your name and where are you from?
This is Sharon, and I'm from Nebraska.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you, Sharon?
Well, I was just hoping for a reading. I'd like to ask a question about something you were saying earlier about trolls. I saw a little creature, you know, like a little human-type creature, but great big mouth, really hideous. I thought it was like a demon or something.
And how long ago was this?
Oh, gosh. 20 years? And when he knew I saw him, he was trying to climb up on a chair next to my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for about a month, I kept getting woke up in the middle of the night. And it was getting so annoying. And then, you know, I knew that I had been told that, you know, if I'm woken up like that, wide awake, you know, just to pray for whatever's on your mind. And, you know, I would pray, but I didn't realize till I saw this troll that it was, you know, actually it was Mary that was waking me up, or my guardian angel to keep protect me. Because I woke up and I looked over and I saw this thing, and as soon as, you know, and I said a prayer in my head, and as soon as I did that, he looked at me and hissed, and he gave his, you know, mouth wide open and a hissing. It was just hideous. I had a mass said and the house blessed, and but I wondered if that was what you meant by a troll.
Adrian, what are you getting?
Well, isn't there a card in the Avalon deck that represents the troll?
Oh,
not
I don't want
sure.
it anymore. It's gone. I don't want it to come back. You know, I just was, you know, describing this
well,
thing.
Trolls are messengers.
No, this was a bad thing then. This wasn't a troll. Okay. This was a bad creature, demon or something.
Okay, so it was demonic.
Yeah. Yeah, you were talking about spiritual warfare. I was just coming into the gift of discernment, and I didn't know what discernment was. And all of a sudden, I started seeing all these things, and it was freaking me out. But I've learned since what that is, and discerning spirits, and I just thought it was going to tell me what God wanted me to do, which I'm still kind of, I'm asking tonight. I was just hoping you could do, you know, kind of help me figure out what's going on. Now I have a live human person stalking me, and
well, I'm getting that I'm getting that somebody put a hex on you.
You know, that wouldn't surprise me. Because that's
yeah,
what's
like
going
you're,
I mean,
you're
everything
attacked by the evil eye.
What now?
It's an evil eye curse that was put on you.
Well, I don't even know what that is. Sounds
it's
bad.
It's the gypsy curse.
Oh. Yeah, because everything, you wouldn't even believe what happens to me on a constant basis, so it's not normal, that's
for
sure.
Have you made anybody upset with you?
Oh, yeah, lots of people in my life. You know, because I work helping people, you know, and trying to protect the innocent or, you know, fight for justice and things. So I've, you know, anybody that I've called on, you know, I've confronted or exposed, I'm sure they hate me. But I don't know who this is. That's
somebody that you locked away. Or put
well,
away.
You know, actually, you know, I need to file some reports on that, but I haven't done that yet. So I've had things stolen from inside the house, but, you know, it was someone trying to hurt me because they constantly vandalize and one even slashed my tire. I think it's the same person. I don't know what my son was murdered, so I've been harassed ever since.
Your son was murdered?
Yes.
By who?
Younger people he used to try to help.
Okay.
My phone's been hacked into too, so if you hear anything
people
weird, it's not me.
People that he was associated with. They got their revenge upon your son.
But he didn't do anything. He always helped people. They resented him for that. He was trying to keep kids away from these people.
Yeah. So I'm getting this has to do with a secret society.
Okay.
It goes a lot deeper than that.
Is there anything I can do, or will they get caught?
Most likely not, no. Because they're dangerous people. And they're into a lot of black magic.
Uh-huh.
And
is there any way to fight that? How do we fight it?
just love with a lot of love and light. That's all you can do is fight darkness. You can't fight fire with fire, but you could use protection shields. You could put up firewalls. You can send them a lot of love and light. But that's about all you can do is pray for them.
Do you see anything happening for me, or if they'll quit, or anything good coming for me?
You might need an energy clearing from what I'm gathering. Is that what you're gathering, Roy?
Yeah. I'm getting this as a past life thing that you're going through.
See, I don't know anything about that. I don't even believe in past lives. I just believe our souls were up with God before we were born, so we know everything that happened because we were with God, if we remember it. And then, you know, but I believe we're all unique. It's just one soul, one chance on Earth, anyway.
Well, some people say that it's good to not bring your, if we did have past life, to bring not the past into the present.
Okay.
Because when our mind is in the present, we're present with God.
Okay. That sounds very true.
God is in the present at all times.
Right. Are there any messages from me? From, if you're getting any messages from my angels or from God for me?
Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes. And I was hoping to be getting married.
What I'm getting is that you have a lot of subconscious blocks.
Could be. Definitely sounds right.
And you need to expand your awareness and also a lot of the programming. There's been a lot of programming in your life, a lot of subconscious blocks, programming, energy blocks. There's a lot of things that are going around in your energy. And
definitely
it stops your growth.
Yeah, I'm pretty frozen.
The way I look is that we're also connected with the tree of life. And also the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So we're learning the difference between good and evil and the tree of life, to reach to the tree of life so that we can live eternally with God.
Right.
But the tree of life is us. We're like, we grow spiritually as we learn.
Okay.
The more we learn,
right,
the more we grow.
Right.
So something is preventing you from lifting your energy, like you're just stuck in one place.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yes, exactly. I'm having a lot of health issues, and I don't know what I'm going to do because I'm missing parts of my spine now, and the pain's pretty bad all the time.
And that could be part of those blockages.
It's really hard to lift my energy, you know? I struggle with it.
Yeah, you do.
But I try. You asked about
Roy,
the person I was involved in. Was there a reason? Is there something that you need to tell me?
Well, I just feel like there's somebody involved that is preventing your growth. that you've somehow, on a soul level, that you gave permission for them to do that.
Okay.
Because they can't harm us unless we give them permission. It's like possession.
Okay.
You know, like a demon can't just jump into your body. You have to give it permission.
You think they're... Okay, I thought you were talking about a person I have a relationship with.
Well, I'm talking about the people that have been affecting you.
Hey, but you call them as demons.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a demon.
The person I'm involved with is a demon?
Now, tell me a little bit about this person you're involved with.
He's been growing a lot spiritually. We've been friends for 30 years. It's helped me a lot. Trying to, you know, keep me going or positive or pushing me. He's been growing a lot more than I have, and I've kind of, you know, just gotten stuck in this depression. And everything's so bad in my life, people run away.
You know, I'm getting that you're going through some emotional that's where these blockages are at.
Well, you know,
you have some emotional blockages.
Yeah, when I lost my son, you know, of course that I lost part of me. And then the horror of never knowing, I don't even know who all did it. They got away with it. They're still free. It was written off like an accident, but it wasn't.
Was it ever proven that it was homicide?
No, the police covered it up.
Nathan, you need to check the chart and find out if this is true.
Well, I have all the evidence. I know it's true.
Adrian?
I'm back on.
Okay. We need to do a little more research on this. That's what my guides are telling me.
Yeah, I need to find out why you gave them permission to do what they did to you.
Yeah.
And then who's involved. I need to go to who's involved chart. I don't think we're getting the whole picture.
No.
Okay. You know, and that's so frustrating for me, is not knowing.
And that's what, you know, that's what you're looking for more than any, is you're looking for completion.
Yeah.
Closure. And you haven't
got
it.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like I've let my son down.
And I'm sure there's information that's going to come forward
okay. So
that you'll know.
Okay.
So I'm checking your sacred contract chart, and it looks like it has something to do with your higher self. It has to do with your higher self, so there it goes a lot deeper than just what's going on. Can Can you hear me?
I'm getting that there's a disconnection between her higher self and God.
That could be it, too.
You want to see what the percentage on that is?
? 30%.
So that's a low percentage.
I'm going to bring it up to 70. Is that good? Will this work? Okay, go ahead and lock that into place. I'm correcting that for.
Okay.
Okay, that one's locked in. And then I'm going to go ahead and check her chakras and aura. See what's out of balance.
And what Adrian's doing, I just want to explain to you what Adrian's doing right now. He's going into your energy field and finding out where these blockages are at so that it could help you to, you know, get clear. So that you'll have a stronger connection, you know, with God.
Okay. So
right now,
she has her throat chakra's out of balance, her base, her spleen, and her crown. And that's at 10%.
Wow. Those are very low.
So I'm going to bring that up to 90. Go ahead and lock that into place. Is she ready for 90? Yeah, her higher self is ready for 90. Locked into place. Okay. Now I'll check her aura. What color she needs. She's yellow, orange, pink, and indigo. And purple. What percentage does she need? 80%, lock it into place. I'm doing the clearings for.
Okay.
Now we need to find out why she gave these people permission to take her power away.
Okay.
And then we need to empower her, and I need to do an alignment too. I need to go to the source of condition chart. Is this mental, emotional, spiritual? What is this? Okay, so it's saying she needs mental healing. And spiritual soul healing. What percentage? Right now that's at 20%, and she needs 70%. Well, do we need to do a soul and sacrifice retrieval? Yes. Okay, did she sell something? Yes. Okay, what did she spell? Interesting. So it says she sold her higher self to this dark force. Why'd she do that? Let's see. Oh. Okay. So it has to do with some subconscious blockages that she has. Instead of it bringing her knowledge, it made a lot of subconscious blockages. Let's see if we can correct that. Can this be corrected? Okay. At what percent has this body been sold? 80%. Okay. The body is now redeemed to live and restored now. What percentage has this body been sold? Okay, it's dropping. Go ahead and lock that into place. Bring that up 900% vibration. Set up a firewall of 100% integration and for healing. Unlock any barriers that has been put upon her to bring her higher self back with her soul. And we break any contracts or soul agreements that she made with this entity. And go ahead and lock it into place. Okay, that's cleared.
Dan. Are you still there? Yeah, hello. Did we lose her, Rachel?
Looks like that energy I worked in, it knocked her off.
Knocked her off, huh?
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll go to the next callers then.
Okay.
Let's go to the next caller from the 402 area on the air.
No, honey, that's me. It's me.
Oh.
What happened when you first started this, it kicked me out. Or the person, see what happens is they thought you were going to reveal who they were, and they hang up on me. They control my dials of my phone.
Oh.
And I don't know who it is, but...
Well, the work's still been done, whether, you know...
I heard you,
yes,
heard you. Actually feel better.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
And I don't understand, how do I prevent myself from this dark entity, because I didn't know anything about it.
So I'm getting that this all happened... About the time when your son was murdered?
Okay.
Yeah.
Might have been somebody I reached out to, maybe. You know, calling for help to find out who killed him.
I'm just... does this have any... Was he murdered because of something they were trying to get revenge back at you?
No, they were trying to, and if I could have only been home that night, I maybe could have stopped it. No, they were getting revenge on him. They wanted to steal from him, and one of the people, he was trying to keep this girl away from him, and he liked this girl, and it was revenge for that on my son.
Did you feel that clearing that I did for you?
Yes.
Oh,
I feel better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your energy is a lot lighter.
Oh, yeah. But they disconnected my call to you as soon as you started to say who it was.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I mean, they're listening now, but...
Well, right now there's a firewall around him.
Okay.
To protect you from any energies that are trying to come through.
Okay, great. See, okay. I don't know how to do boundaries, you know, because I have gifts, too. I did, anyway. And
well, your gifts are going to get a lot stronger now because your energy is a lot lighter and you're more, you know, connected to source
and, you
now.
Know, yeah, and what you said about my mental, oh, my God,
yeah.
That's so true. You know, unable to focus or... think right and my
mm-hmm.
back, but
yeah, Teddy needs a lot of mental healing.
Oh, I do.
Well, you've been under a lot of stress.
So much chest pain.
Right now, what it's saying is that you have to stop procrastinating and start making some, you know, like clearing up any messes, you know, that you need to get uncleared, anything that needs to be uncleared, you know.
Oh, it's just, you know, it's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, horrible, you know. I always was taught that, you know, well, this priest, my priest that was like, you know, a saint to me, like Jesus on earth to me, who's passed away now. He always taught me, you know, order is God's first rule. And when I was learning about discernment, you know, chaos and all of that is from the evil one. And you can
yeah.
just see it everywhere, this chaos and the dirt and everything. I've been so, you know, the mental, you know, pain and the physical pain. I haven't been able to do anything that I want to do to clean up and put things in order. And
yeah, well, it's saying it's time now that
yeah,
you know, Adrian did that work for you.
Right.
There's nothing preventing you. Main thing is not to procrastinate. Just start doing that.
Right. Yeah, but my back. And
yeah.
I had
main thing is you're getting
still...
you know, you're getting your strength from God. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
you'll be able to accomplish whatever you want to get accomplished. You just have to
yeah.
you know.
I've missed it. I can, you know, I
yeah.
feel like I've been in this thing of mud. Now, how do I prevent this person from how do I stay away from the wrong people? I don't know.
Main thing is to lift up your vibration.
Okay.
You know what I'm getting is she needs a reversal candle.
Yeah. Have you ever burned any candles before?
Oh, I you know, used to have a white blessed candle burning at all times.
Yeah.
But I have it for a while because if I haven't had the money.
What's the color of the reversal?
Reversal is black and red.
Black and red. And you could go to any dollar store and just buy those. I mean,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Or even the black ones are a little bit harder to get, but the red ones are, you could pick those up at a dollar store, you know.
Yeah. And
another thing, too, is to hang a mirror by your window.
Okay,
so that any energies that are being projected to your home will be sent back to whoever's sending those to you.
And is that I hang that outside?
No, you could hang it right in your window.
Oh, in the window, facing outside.
Yeah.
Another thing, draw a pentagram, an upright pentagram, and put it in your window.
No.
And that represents protection.
That's protection. Okay.
So that's protection. And even a black cat can be used for protection too. To wear off.
I have a black cat. She's mostly
so
black. Colored
black cat, crosses, garlic. It all helps. It's all used for protection.
And our thing too is to put sea salt around by all your windows, around your doors.
You know what? I was just going to ask you about that because I did that. A priest told me I needed to put it around the whole bedroom, you know, because I tried doing it outside. I'm in a condo, though. They're attached units.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the evil people was my next-door neighbor. And my son said from day one that he was evil because he could tell immediately. And I kept saying, oh, no, no. Well, he's in jail now as a pedophile. But see, I exposed him to his wife, and it wouldn't surprise me if he did this or is continuing to do this.
I'm just wondering if he was a witch.
I don't know. But some of these terrible kids, these people that were into drugs and everything that murdered my son, see, I only know of two people, but there were more involved, and I don't know who they are. And I think they're still trying to hurt me, you know.
See,
but I do
they could be in the satanic worshiping.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's why I say it could be go deeper with these secret societies.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yes. And
what's it like in the area that you live?
Well, I don't know. It's supposed to be a pretty decent area. You know, it's not wealthy, but it's not super poor either. You know, I'd say, you know, beginning families type of thing. But all of these kids, I've lived here forever, and they were always, their parents were not there. They always ran with nobody, and my son was a mentor, and he helped kids because he didn't have a dad, and he was in school to become a policeman, and, you know, somebody has come in and taken his guns. Now, this is what I mean. I have to report this. They were all licensed and registered, but, you know, I have a feeling that it was a boy that my son, and he was like a member of our family, and he just turned into drugs, and, you know.
I'm kidding. They were forming like little gangs.
Yes, they're wannabe gangs, yeah. In fact,
wannabe gangs.
You know, right next door, though, one street over, and I think these people might have been involved. I mean, one of the kids is in prison for life, for murder. You know, they were really bad kids, people. Drugs, a lot of drugs. And my son told me, he would never tell me the name of the police officer, but he told me that there's this cop that not only was dealing drugs, but was growing them. And he said if he told anybody, they'd kill him. And, you know, and I told that to police, you know, but my son wouldn't tell me because he knew I would say something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to protect
me. Do you feel
me.
That's why there was a cover-up?
I don't know. You know, I don't know if that was the reason, or the reason was that one of the kids that killed my son, his sister was best friends with this cop's son.
Mm.
And they just covered it up thinking, oh, they're just drunk playing with guns. And then they, you know, do my son's autopsy, and he's not drunk, and he's not on drugs. And, you know, they didn't even take my son to the hospital. It was horrible. And this is why they won't come clean with it or do anything about anything. Because they screwed up so bad, they don't want it exposed.
How do you know it's not all part of that Illuminati?
I don't even know what the hell that is.
It's a black secret society where they cover things up.
Oh, the police officer, you mean?
Yeah, they're all involved in the Illuminati. In other words, they're being paid off.
Yeah. I don't know.
See, this is where it gets. That's where it gets risky right there.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I just got no help, you know. But I wanted to ask about the salt. I was afraid that when I put the salt, I hadn't cleansed and, like, I locked my son out or, you know, I locked him in or I locked him out. And I don't want to lock him out. But, you know, when I was binding spirits, that's why I'm careful. You know, my priest told me that I had to ask God first, you know, if I'm supposed to do it, and I would get an answer, yes or no. Well, I'm so blocked, I can't hear, you know, I'm not. And then he said, well, when you do it, just make sure you bind in the name of Jesus, you know, to the foot of the cross for Jesus to do with as he wishes, you know, so I'm not, and to bind only spirits, not of the Holy Spirit. Are you getting anything on that? Did I lock my son out? Did I screw up? You know, because my son was getting scratches before this happened, and I saw Satan on this kid's face like 2 weeks before I found him at my door. And my blood went cold. And like
now,
said,
this was your son that you're talking about?
The boy that killed my son.
One
of the boys.
Okay, one of the boys.
Yeah, and I could feel, you know, my son was getting scratches, and I've gotten, you know, wake up with the burning and big, deep gouge in my leg.
Because I'm getting, they were possessed by demons.
Right. I really agree with you that I felt that they were drunk
Satan.
And on drugs, and when that Satan, like, took over, you know?
Yeah, I think they were Satanists.
I'm getting that they didn't murder your son, but they sacrificed him.
Oh, God.
Yeah, what I'm getting too. Sacrifice. That's why when I was asking the question, if there was sold a sacrifice, it was like really high percentages.
Mm-hmm. So,
and they're free.
Yeah, they're free, and
somebody, they still come and cut up my son's picture on his grave, and you know, they harass my house all the time. I don't know if you can get a picture of who it is that's doing this to my house. Don't be surprised if it's disconnected. If it disconnects, I'll call you right back.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they try to stop me from getting help.
I'm getting it has a lot to do with the Illuminati. What are you getting, Dad?
Well, like you mentioned, that this goes a little bit deeper, and where all this that's involved, that there's a big cover-up, and this goes a little bit higher than just a normal death. Because there's other people that are involved.
Yeah, I don't know who else was involved except these two boys. I know there were more people, and there was a girl.
Not only that, but where you mentioned that there was a connection, these other people know about it, and they're trying to protect these kids.
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I felt, but I didn't know if it was right or not.
And when you mentioned the police, I started thinking of the Illuminati, and I didn't get good feelings from that.
No.
You've seen
movies where a lot of, you know, good cop, dirty cop kind of movies.
Right.
And I'm sure a lot of that going on that we don't know about.
Right. I don't know, is there any, I can't.
Is your town considered a small town or a large town?
Yeah. See, I'm in a county, a smaller, and I used to work for the bigger city police myself. I had a lot of friends who are policemen, but I'm in a county and they can't do anything.
Because what I'm getting that a lot of people know a lot of the people in that area.
Yeah.
So being that, then they're going to try to protect. Yeah. They're going to try to protect people that they know that these kids know somebody, and these people are in a high position, and they don't want to be exposed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can you see who stole my son's guns?
Adrian, what are you getting on that?
I believe it was those people that took them.
Was it the same ones who murdered her son?
Yes. Ooh, they're very dark. I could see them. They're very, very evil and very dark. And I, it's like I don't want a presence or energy. They came through and it.
Well, this is what I mean about kind of, I've even, you know, gone around with this blessed salt that my priest put a special exorcism blessing on.
Uh-huh.
And that's not stopping them.
Yeah, they're very evil. You have to stay away from them.
No, they keep coming at me. I'm not even, at this point, my health's been so bad, I barely leave the house. Yeah.
They're blacker than black. That's all I can tell you. They have no soul. They work for the reptilians. That's why you saw that troll. They work for the reptilians.
Now that was, you know, way before this ever happened, you know?
It'll manifest itself because God's trying to show you. And that's usually what usually happens, it'll happen before it happens. It'll
mm-hmm.
happen before you have these experiences, so that God will show you what, you know, it's like a premonition, but it's like these timelines, they open up.
Do you see,
yeah.
how about for me, am I going to be okay?
I'm getting, my guides are telling me that you need some help from outside sources.
Yeah.
And if you still have any connection with these, you know, with police from these other counties, from a bigger
yeah.
county or what...
I don't anymore. I don't.
And if you can't get any help from them, another thing I was getting that you need to either, you got, what I'm getting is that you need to expose them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have a lot of, Satanists where you live.
Yeah. Is that a wooded area?
It used to be, okay? And I'll tell you, when my children were little, they found a severed mule head.
Yeah. They've been doing some satanic worshiping. In those areas.
Yeah.
It used to be all cornfields around me. Now it's all built up with car dealerships, and I'm right off the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
But when my kids were little, they found out in the field a severed, I mean, you could tell it was done with a, you know, like a chainsaw or something. It was cut.
You know, and that's interesting, because when you brought that up, the first thing that came to me is, and I don't know if you've ever seen the movie called Children of the Corn.
Yeah. You know, my mother, yeah, you know, we had all cornfields, and my mom loves scary movies, so she took my young children, and they all watched it, you know, and I went, oh, my God, Mom.
And what was the name of the leader, Adrian, that was over the Children of the Corn? Yeah.
Who was it?
Malachi.
Oh, uh-huh.
And what I'm getting, that some of those same energies are there.
Oh, that's not good.
That they've been following, you know, some of the same rituals, some of the same practices, some of the same
they're all part
sacrifices.
Of the same bloodline.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this goes deeper. This goes way deeper.
Yeah.
That's why it's so corrupt in that town.
Yeah. See, this goes way back.
And don't be surprised that a lot of the cops are part of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's my problem. I can't get help. You know, I don't know who, you know, do you see anybody that might, I could trust?
What about this priest?
Well, I know I can trust him, but.
But I mean, can he go higher?
For what? To have the land blessed?
Well, they have other, okay, if he's a priest, there's a bishop, there's a, you know, whatever,
right.
You know, that's higher
there
above him.
Be, okay, yeah, in the, there we
is,
used
is
to,
he
every,
a Catholic
every diocesan,
priest?
What, honey?
Is he a Catholic priest?
Yes, and every okay. diocesan used to have an exorcist.
Yeah.
You know, but there's only one that's trained. Now, the one that we did have, and I had spoken to in the past, not about this, but gone to confession with him and talked to him, he passed away. And mm-hmm. to my knowledge, I don't even know if there is and that's why my priest had to call and get the special prayers, you know, to bless the water and the salt with not just a normal blessing, but an exorcist blessing
mm-hmm.
on my salt and my holy water. But
yeah.
I was afraid that possibly, you know, this kid who got caught up with him, I mean, he was in jail at the time. He didn't do it, but
well,
he's the one, I think, that stole the gun. And he just went off the deep end when Jared was murdered. I mean, you wouldn't have believed the kids that they could have gone to jail, but they came forward to tell the police that they were doing meth with the killers that night. I mean, they admitted their own drug use
mm-hmm.
to try to expose these bad kids because they loved Jared so much. And
yeah.
there were a lot of kids that he got away from drugs and you know, was protecting them. And so they killed him.
Yeah.
Now, my son was very gifted, and I guess he'd seen in my house, he could see spirits, and now my four-year-old grandson, you know, he has seen dead people, you know, that just had occurred. He saw
mm-hmm.
somebody, you know, dead that no one else could see. You know, that was badly hurt. He said, he's hurt, Mommy. You know, do you see that man in the car? You know, there was no one there, but he could
mm-hmm.
see him. Now, my son had that same gift, and he didn't tell. I mean, I always knew he was very spiritual. He knew about the circle of life when he was a baby.
Wow.
You know, he saw an eagle flying, and it was circling. And he goes, look, Mommy, the circle of life. And I'm like, what? You know? But anyway,
yeah.
I did not know. I didn't know that he was seeing. He saw the Grim Reaper several times at his door when he was young. And, you know, I feel horrible because I didn't realize that. And that's where he was murdered. It was in his room. And, He said that there was a little girl in our house, and he also saw a man. And the girl was okay, but the man was bad. And I didn't even know about it till after he died.
Hmm.
His girlfriend told me.
Wow, what a crazy trip.
Yeah.
And he was just, we were all just starting to get, you know, everything was great. He died and I lost my job because the kids that killed my son were state wards. And they were responsible for it and then the police never even arrested them and they were drunk and on probation for drugs. And, you know, I didn't find out about it. I was at my mom's house and, they had already let the kids go, but they let them sit here in my house for like 5 hours till they sobered up and left my son on the floor.
What?
Nobody got him help. The cop, and that cop who did this is dead now. Died of brain cancer. But the one who started this cover-up, maybe he'll tell you who did it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I need to do is I need to connect with your son.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Because he knows.
Let me see if I can channel him. He's in a dark place right now.
What's that mean?
He's trying to figure things out. He wants revenge.
No, that's not my son. That's not my son. That could be my son's friend who died, Matt. He was
like
given
the
nothing.
The person I'm picking up is...
he used to call me
Ma. I don't
know,
like, this, like, really upset, like, really, like, want revenge, just upset with everything.
Okay, that's not my son. That could be my ex-husband, or most likely it's Matt, and that worries me. Matt was his best friend, and he was devastated, and he died, and his parents, he died, he was sick, and they did nothing for him. They didn't have a mask. They didn't have anything, and he loved Jared so much, and he wanted revenge, but...
Was he tall?
Fairly, yeah. Mhm.
Yeah, I see him.
My son?
He's with your son. He's with your son.
Oh, is he? Well, I
now
don't know.
Now I see your son.
My husband, my ex-husband, his father died a long time
ago. Your son is in the light, but you're his friend
in
the dark. Oh, absolutely. He's in a dark place.
Matt.
Because he just showed me himself. He just...
Mm-hmm.
See if he has something to say. He's saying something about a girl.
Okay. Who is it?
A girl was involved. He said she has something of mine. She has something of mine. He keeps saying that. Took something from me. What did she take from you? He's showing me a house. Where they took him. The girl tricked him. The girl seduced him.
There was a girl on the phone. My son wasn't with these people, okay, before he was murdered. He was out on a date with his girlfriend. Bowling.
Oh, okay.
But
that's probably the girl I see then.
What, honey?
That's the girl that I'm seeing.
No, it may not be. You may be seeing this other girl who adored my son, and the boy that killed my son adored her. So he was horribly jealous. And my son always protected her. And kept telling her not to hang out with those people. Well, when my son got home, was coming home, he got a text from her, text message, and he texted her back, hello. And it was right in there where he got killed. And I know one of the killers made a comment to her that, yeah, I saw you're texting Jared. And she was at a party where they were all getting drunk and drugs and all of that. And they were keeping her there. I don't know if she distracted him or what. But
yeah.
They were already in my house when my son got home alone, or they came in right after. I think they must have come in right after, or because my son called his girlfriend at midnight and said he was home, and that he guessed I was going to spend the night with my mom. And not with her, but I was cleaning her house because she was in a nursing home getting ready to come home. And, you know, I was too lazy to come home that night. And, if I had come home, they wouldn't have killed him. I'd have been here.
They took him to a house.
Well, if they did, they didn't do it that night. He was shot here in his bedroom.
Yeah, there's like I'm seeing this house. I'm going through this hallway, and then like there's different rooms. I don't get good feelings in this house. It's very demonic. It's like very evil.
Okay.
You know.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot of rituals that went on in that house. A lot of sacrifices, a lot of drugs, a lot of...
Yep.
There's even pictures on the walls, like pentagrams.
Oh, wow.
Upside down.
Like, this must have been like a... I heard that there was some farmhouse or something.
Some kind of abandoned house.
Yeah, that all of these bad kids, people lived at. Or went out to. I heard about that from that girl.
Yeah.
But
it's very dark.
This might be where Jared saw the cop. You know, that grew the pot. You know, he grows it.
Well, that's where they did all their drug dealings and stuff.
Uh-huh. And I don't know where that is. I don't know who these people are, and I don't know. There was a girl here the night he was murdered, and it wasn't that girl.
Yeah, they were really into a lot of satanic stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people, like Roy said, a lot of them... You know, a lot of the cops that were involved, they were involved in all that bullshit, you know?
Right. And so, I don't know who the main cop is, but, you know, this is my police department. If I call 911 and, you know, I don't get any help.
That's weird.
I wonder who it is that's, I mean, they lay in my garden, in my backyard, if you pick anything up.
Hmm. Hey, you still there, Roy?
Yeah.
What are you getting from that house?
Well, I'm still getting that these kids, you know, this gang or whatever they are, they're still doing a lot of the same stuff they were doing before.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting away with that.
Yeah,
and
they have soul contracts with the devil.
Yeah. And
I wish my son would just tell me the name, you know.
Did he go to school with any of these kids?
Yeah. Well, they were young. Well, the two I know of were younger, but they lived in this neighborhood, you know, at one time. But...
I'm getting that you're going to be getting some information on who they are.
Okay.
Anytime injustice or anything like that happens, you know, these whether they're connected with the dark side or whatever they're doing, there's a higher law than
right.
you know.
Right.
And they're going to be exposed.
Good.
I mean, we all, you know, have to deal with karma.
Yeah.
And karma is a lot greater law than in man's law.
Right.
And me and Adrian both know that, you know, even these people that want to try to do bad things to us, they all get
right.
their justice one
right.
way or the other.
Right.
And I wanted to share with you, too, that
yeah.
I don't know what your beliefs are, but when I was astral traveling or journeying through the astral plane, I was trying to figure out a murder. And I went inside this church or whatever, the things that went on there, and I talked with the priest in my dream.
Oh, really?
And this may be the same priest that you're talking about.
Really? Okay.
And
this
this was just recently, so my guides were probably showing me some things about you.
Right. To help me, yeah.
Just somehow. But these people, they were mixed up with the Illuminati, and they were erasing a lot of my identity. And the priest just kept telling me to pray and pray and pray, and I don't know, it was just like some evil came upon me.
Oh, no.
And
that's what I felt like. I'd been oppressed.
Mm-hmm. And I had to fight it off, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why he kept telling me to pray, to get myself out of that state of mind.
Right, right.
Connect with my higher self. So I think that's what I was doing.
Right.
So whatever these people are doing, this is all related to my dream somehow. I just wanted to mention that there has
yeah.
to be some kind of connection.
Oh, yeah.
We know that there is no such thing as a coincidence.
Yeah.
That everything happens for a reason. And there's no coincidence that you called into our show tonight and shared
right.
this information with us.
Right. I'm astounded that we've been able to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's got to be God's protection.
Oh, yeah. The main thing is, you know, how does it make you feel? Does it make you, you know, feel more complete with yourself? Does it make you feel that there is...
I feel hopeful.
You know, there is hope.
Right, right.
Yeah.
The
main thing is, and you have to remember that we do not work alone.
Right.
That even though we were faced with certain things in our lives, God only gives us what we could handle.
You know what? You want to hear what my revelation on that was?
What's that?
Last week. God only gives us what we can handle, but sometimes this stuff we get ourselves into stuff, and that's why we can't handle it. Because it wasn't stuff God gave us.
That's true.
Yeah.
We do get ourselves in a mess sometimes.
Yeah. You know? But,
mm-hmm.
you know, even if it's subconscious, you don't realize you're making the wrong choice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I always tried to believe that, if your heart is in the right place, you know, when you make the, even if you screw it up, you make the wrong choice, but your heart was in the right place, God will bring good.
Yeah.
And I guess I've just been so oppressed because I feel like I haven't been able to do any good or bring any good. And then, you know, I got whacked with cancer and no insurance. And
well, this sounds kind of interesting to you, but I talked to a cop from Chicago.
Yeah.
And he had to shoot this guy and kill him because of what he did to his wife. He raped her and he murdered her.
Yeah. Oh,
and
God.
He swore that he would get revenge. And he shot and killed the guy. And it was out of, you know, it was just, it wasn't really out of betrayal. It was just out of protecting his wife. And
right. And, you know, I've never wanted revenge. I've never wanted revenge, but
uh-huh.
I wanted the truth. I want the truth, you know? I mean, they lied.
Uh-huh.
They said, you know, they said it was an accident that, you know, and these kids shot, you know, at least twice. It was all, there's blood splatter downstairs and up, you know, it was all, none of the evidence matches the story. And the frustration that, you know, they said, oh, you know, that my son was playing and they were playing around with the guns and it went off, you know, or he, what'd they say? They said that my son told him to point the gun and shoot him and that it wouldn't go off. My son would never say that. Never. He never let anybody play with his gun.
See, if he had any kind of training with the police department, one thing you don't do is point a gun at somebody unless you plan on shooting them.
Oh, I made sure
he
took a lesson when he was 13, you know. And I'm so protective, you know, and
mm-hmm.
he showed me the lock on it, and, you know, I couldn't physically unlock it. I'm not strong enough, you know, to move the lever. And it was just all lies, and that's, you know, my poor son, his life was taken and nobody cared, you know.
And that's why, you know, we're getting that this goes a little bit higher and that there's a cover-up because these kids that were involved have ties with the, you know, the law enforcement there.
Right, exactly, exactly. And now,
whether it be relationships or maybe it's friends of a friend or whatever.
Right. And I don't know if the person that's harassing me is my next door neighbor,
mm-hmm.
and the one that was in jail, you know, that I exposed to his wife, and if it's those people or if it's the people, I have a lot of enemies because I have tried to fight for what's right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man,
what?
Well, the main thing is,
you know,
any time that you speak up or fight for what's right, then they try to make you look like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening to me. Right.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening to me, including trying to get the health, you know, try to get doctors to help me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have money. I need God so badly to just make it stop.
There's some freaky stuff out there.
mm-hmm. Well, what my guides are saying is to, you know, to give it up to God. you know, you can have faith. You can have all the faith in the world. But along with faith is trust.
Right.
And you have to, they both are hand in hand together, faith and trust.
Right.
So you have to trust.
Right.
You know, now,
I guess I'm questioning everything, too, with
my
relationship with this man, you know.
Mm-hmm. The main thing is, he there for your highest good? Is he being supportive? You know, what is your intuition telling you?
Well, right now he's not around me. I've been pretty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad, you know. You could see
what a
mess I
was. I mean, does he have
concerns
about you, you know? Does he,
exactly.
You know, does he come to you and tell you that, you know, how can I help you? You know, what can we do
exactly.
together?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't been lately at all.
See, he has to be more supportive.
But, yeah. And I just, you know, maybe he just gave up on me, too. I don't know. Or it's too overwhelming.
You know what's really weird? You've seen that movie. You've seen that movie, Halloween, haven't you? The movie?
Yeah.
Well, like, this girl told me a while back, she said she was going to send him to my apartment to murder me, you know? And put up a shield. I put up the shield of, you know, call him Archangel Michael. And the lady next door to me the next day was murdered.
Oh, no.
And it's kind of strange because it's almost like the energy bounced off of me and it went to her, like after I said that prayer of protection.
Uh-huh.
And I just feel like there's a lot of evil forces that we don't understand.
There is. Right.
You know, and if you don't have God's protection, you know, you never know. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's kind of weird. Yeah.
And I guess I have been, you know, doubting whether I'm outside of his grace or what, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like you're connected to source. You don't know, you know, your connection.
Mhm. And that's, you know, that's where we're all headed now that we're in 2013, as we begin to go further in, you know, into the future. You know, it's going to get to a point. See, we're going through a spiritual war right now. You know, good versus evil. And a lot of us going to come down to is, who do you worship?
Yeah, there's some weird shit out there, you know.
Yeah.
The thing.
So we have to have as much faith, as much trust as we can so that we can over, you know, not us, but allowing, you know, the archangels, you know, the ascended masters, allowing Jesus, you know, to help us in whatever, you know, we're being faced with.
Right.
Yeah. I just wanted to share that with you.
I'm glad. Yeah, that was, you had talked about it a little bit before.
You know, the main thing is what you